Chooses to fictionalize, or at least work up his material for dramatic advantage. And even when he reproduces his own diary entries, it is not always clear how genuine the imported text is. The account was scribbled hurriedly. I have allowed myself the liberty of expanding its style into something approaching standard English. But what exactly did the black diary contain? How truthful is Skirth's story? It is hard to be certain, though the basic facts, where he served and with whom, do all check out. As it happens, Ronald Skirth saw the war from a relatively unusual perspective. As a non-commissioned officer, he straddled the boundary between the officer caste and the rank and file. By virtue of my job, I had to live in a sort of no-man's land. Skirth's developing moral qualms about the war placed him in an even more ambivalent situation. His conscience forbade him from taking lives, and yet, stuck out in the field, he was in no position to declare himself a conscientious objector. Even Siegfried Sassoon, the most famous of the COs, would wait until he was back in London before doing so. Skirth's acts of military sabotage, deliberately targeting guns to miss human targets, generate controversy even today. Ian Hislop, in his Not Forgotten documentary on conscientious objectors, found Skirth's approach disquieting. Yes, he is preserving the life of the enemy, but is he in some way endangering the life of his own troops? In fact, no men were harmed as a result of Skirth's actions. He states quite explicitly that during this time the only casualties sustained by his battery were self-inflicted, the result of disastrous incompetence which he did his very best to prevent. The strength of Skirth's convictions are likely to surprise many listeners, but they are a testament to the extreme nature of his experiences. Perhaps equally surprising, given his disillusionment as a young man, are his optimism about the future and his confidence in those long-haired youngsters of the early 1970s. From the young people of today will emerge the leaders of tomorrow. They will make mistakes, as everyone does, but they won't be guilty of the colossal blunders of their predecessors who plunged us into war because they hadn't the vision to do anything else. If Skirth were alive today, perhaps his optimism would be tempered a little. As I sit writing, the BBC News website carries the headline, UK may have 40-year Afghan role. Duncan Barrett. Our love story. If it was a children's fairy tale, I think it would go like this. Once upon a time, there was a schoolboy and a schoolgirl who fell in love. He was 18, and she was only 15 and a half. A few months after they met, he enlisted as a soldier and went off to foreign lands to fight for his country. And the old folk said, "That's the end of that little romance. She's too young to know her own mind. She'll soon forget him." But the boy and the girl knew they wouldn't ever forget each other. After they had been parted for a year, the girl's friends began to say, "Why don't you find another boy to go out with and enjoy yourself?" But she didn't want another boy, because she trusted her sweetheart and believed him when his letters told her he still loved her. So she said nothing and went on smiling. Then, after many exciting adventures, the boy came home from the wars and stopped being a soldier. And the boy and the girl found that they loved each other more than ever. And very soon he left her again to go to the big city for 2 years studying. When holidays came, the lovers were able to be together and were very happy indeed. But even after he had finished his studies, they couldn't be together for long because the boy was not rich and had to go away to seek his fortune. By this time, most of the girl's friends had got married. They thought the girl envied them and teased her by saying, "He'll never marry you. If he loved you, he wouldn't keep you waiting so long." But she knew in her heart that one day he would, so she took no notice of their teasing. Suddenly, one day, 8 long years after they had first fallen in love, the boy, who was now a grown man, came back from the big city and said, "I've found a nice little home for us to live in. Will you marry me?" And the girl said, "Yes, I'd love to." And all the people who had thought the romance would never come to anything were glad that they had been proved wrong. They all came to see the wedding and whispered to one another, "Aren't they a lovely couple?"